Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Breaking news, trending talk. The right choice when you need to know. Talk 1370, the right choice.
All right. There are things going on today, ladies and gentlemen. Even as we speak, the, I don't know, can I say this, Mr. Cardle?
Say
the
what?
President.
No, you cannot.
I can't say that.
The stolen presidential.
No. Jim Cardle will not let me say president. Can I say illegitimate president-elect Biden?
All right,
there we go. He's talking right now. That means he's probably putting his foot in his mouth, stuttering. I know he has a stuttering problem, but all that is just he can't put a sentence together. So we're monitoring it. We have people that produce this show
that do nothing
with their lives except try to make us look good.
People.
And so they're monitoring this right at the moment. If anything comes up, we'll have it. This is Talk 1370, the right choice, real talk radio. Folks, this might be a good day to give us a call. It's 512-643-5483. Jim Cardle and I are still scrapping in here about whether the fraud is going to ever mean anything.
About whether you're going to come to your senses and understand how the game's played here.
Put a lid on it, Cardle. Right. I'm trying to introduce the program. All right, it's all brought to you by IBC Bank. We do more so you can do more. Member FDIC. All right, well, Biden is naming his cabinet. So what does that mean, Mr. Cardle? What, he's naming his cabinet.
Well, he's starting off with his foreign policy picks as he was getting out of his limo in old Wilmington, Delaware, going into the local movie theater, which is where they've been retrofitting and having all these press conferences and have this nice official, quote-unquote, office of the president-elect backdrop, although there is no such thing as an office of the president-elect anywhere except for in the Biden campaign's minds. He was asked why foreign policy, and he said because it's foreign policy, so eloquently. And Andrea Mitchell, of course, I've got the old MSNBC station here in the studio on, and Andrea Mitchell is excited, said literally, quote, "It's an exciting time for the nation on the national security front." But I tell you, Lynn, the biggest thing is this guy by the name of Sullivan. Jake Sullivan has been a Senate Foreign Relations Committee chief clerk with Joe Biden back over the years. And folks, this is really, really, really concerning. He was part of the group that perpetrated the entire Russia crime against all of us. He knew the background. He helped try and take out a sitting government. He's going to be lauded for having experience, as are all the others of this team. It is going back to the blob. It is going back to the Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton type of international cooperation. We can forget about America First. We can forget about the Iranian nuclear deal being canceled. That you can bet your bottom dollar that people in the leaders of Iran right now And nations across the globe, but particularly in Iran, their mouths are salivating, think that they're going to get their another couple pallets of $4, $5, $7 billion in American currency, literally, so it's not on the books as a wire transfer anywhere. This is just an absolute disaster of a direction, and in the meantime, it's what Americans seemingly, I'm, as you mentioned, not giving up the ghost yet. This is still in the courts. This election's results are still in the courts, and there's recounts going on in Wisconsin and Georgia. Time is running out, but golly, if this is what we're going to get for the next 4 years under Joe Biden, heaven help us.
Well, you mentioned Jake Sullivan. He was one of Hillary Clinton's biggest aides.
I forgot to mention.
And he's going to be the national security advisor. But you didn't say anything about Tony Blinken. This is another guy. Joe Biden is set to announce that a former CNN correspondent or a contributor named Tony Blinken, who has worked with Biden and with Obama, of course, in the past, is going to be the Secretary of State. He was one of the biggest purveyors of Russia. Uh-huh. So you got Sullivan, you got Tony Blinken. You know what we don't have so far? And do not let me forget to talk about Mad Dog Mattis.
Okay.
But you know what we don't have so far?
Any reasonable semblance of truth?
No. You don't understand, Jim. These are the moderates.
Yeah,
we right. don't. We these are the moderates.
By Wait, whose definition?
Alexandria Ocasio, Sandy Cortez.
Yeah,
and we're going to get Elizabeth Warren. We're going to get Pete Buttigieg. We're going to get people like that.
The definition and the whole spectrum of what's moderate has moved about 20 feet to the left. If this is moderate, I'm your monkey's uncle.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is these people we're talking about are not far left enough for Joe Biden's base.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, I mean, all they did was perpetrate the Russia crime uh-huh. and give away billions of dollars to the Russians and decide to make friends with the Chinese and allow them to continue steal our stuff. And there's the list goes on and on, but literally, Lynn, this is the Democrat mainstream. They are multilateralists. They are multilateralists with a conviction. They're going to be for international cooperation and driving the United States into fit their models, not vice versa, as mm-hmm. Donald Trump has exhibited leadership. Our existing state of affairs that was so fresh here the last 4 years of our friends respecting us and our enemies fearing us are going to be out the window. The last 4 years of no wars in the Middle East and pulling American troops home is going to potentially be reversed. This is, again, like I said, I guess what the American people wanted, but when were we paying attention and what were we expecting? And I'm still, like I said, holding that hope that this, because there are this election has been stolen from us and from America right in front of our eyes.
Yeah,
it ought to be criminal.
And we're going to talk about that, but I wanted to mention Mad Dog Mattis as we go into the first break here.
Don't forget to talk about Mad Dog Mattis.
I'm trying not to. Okay. Thank you for that. He's come out already with, okay, we can get back to normal now. We can get back to America being the doormat of the world, where everybody says, yep, America's there to pay for all the crap we want to do.
Makes
like
you want to
we
puke.
Go into the Paris Climate Accords. What are we there for? What are we in that for? We're to pay for everything.
Yep.
That's what it's for. And you
well,
mentioned
China
Iran.
And India, get the world's largest polluters, get off scot-free.
Oh, she's happy today. She is very happy.
She who, as I'm drinking my non-adult Mountain Dew beverage here.
The president of China.
Oh, yes.
That okay. Xi. He has got to be...
Mr. Xi.
Mr. Xi.
Yes.
He has got to be exceedingly happy today. They've got enough on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to control this administration for the next 4 years.
We haven't even talked about that. We got to get to that after this commercial.
All right. Talk 1370 is the right choice. Ladies and gentlemen, don't hesitate to pick up your phone. It's 512-643-5483. I need some help. Jim Cardle is on my case today. I need a little bit of help to fight back. By the way, we're streaming now at the radio.com app, so give that a try. Lynn Woolley and Jim Cardle back in a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Keep up with news from across Austin and around the world.
That's where I get all my news.
Online anytime at talk1370.com.
Proud to put forward this incredible team that will lead by example.
Well, I think that incredible might be one way to describe it. Maybe indefensible, maybe abominable. Look, this guy that's going to be Secretary of State, Mr. Cardle, I mentioned this to you. Those watching on Facebook hear our patter during the break, so they already know this. But to our vast right-wing radio audience that didn't hear it, Tony Blinken, who's going to be the Secretary of State, apologized earlier this year to Linda Sarsour. She's the anti-Israel, anti-Semite, who puts together all those women's marches against Trump. So why did he apologize to her?
So we can heal.
Because the Biden campaign once tried to distance itself from her bigoted views. Also, Blinken is married to Evan Ryan. Evan Ryan is a former aide to then First Lady Hillary Clinton, and worked for Clinton at a time when Clinton's chief of staff, Margaret Williams, acknowledged accepting a campaign donation from Johnny Chung. Remember all the Asian fundraisers?
So, you know, the gay part, and who cares about that? But former Hillary Rodham Clinton, this is exactly what I said, Lynn. This is a Democrat mainstream, a Democrat multilateralist. This is the water in which they swim, and they do it out of conviction. It's going to be an enhanced international cooperation effort, and they're going to be driving America to adhere to the world's rules. The last time I looked, we were essentially the only superpower left on the globe, thanks to large part reestablished under President Donald Trump, where you get your friends to respect you and your enemies to fear you. But now we're going back to all this leading from behind of Barack Obama, the thing that you mentioned right before we went to break. Do we understand America? The short hairs by which Joe Biden is going to be held and blackmailed and manipulated by China because of the goods they've got on his son. We got to cut live here to this Biden press release.
All right. This is coming up here in about 3 or 4 seconds, a special report from CBS News.
CBS News special report. Here's correspondent Steve Futterman.
President-elect Biden is announcing the first key members of his cabinet.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. And it's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it. Once again, sit at the head of the table.
Many of them, not surprisingly, with connections to the administration of Barack Obama. Tony Blinken is the choice for Secretary of State. Mr. Biden says no one is better prepared for the job. Blinken was involved in the negotiations for the Paris Climate Accord and the Iran nuclear deal. There are also some breakthrough appointments. Alejandro Mayorkas, the first Latino chosen to lead the Department of Homeland Security, and Avril Haines, the first woman selected to be Director of National Intelligence. All these choices will need Senate confirmation. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Futterman.
Well, you know, I wonder who the first talk show host will be. I wonder who the first black talk show host will be, the first woman gay black talk show host will be. Why are the networks so fixated on the color of skin? I thought we got by that in the 70s.
Because they're not racist, and we are racist, Lynn.
Yes, sir.
And this is the thing. Did you hear what they just said? This guy that's going to be Secretary of State negotiated the Iran nuclear deal under Obama, or at least helped with it. They're going to be sending money back there. We're going to have the all the little folks over there wanting to essentially blackmail America. For those of you who don't understand, that's why we always have so many wars in the Middle East and over in Afghanistan. Those people are not fighting for their freedom. They're fighting for their paycheck, whether it's Russia doing it or whether it's America doing it. Whoever pays them the most, that's whose interests they represent, and they try and take out the people who aren't representing those interests. And then another guy comes along and pays them more. It could be diametrically from an opposite political perspective or interest. They do it because that's the way they make their money, and that's what American foreign policy has been for so long, and that's why the average American little guy despises these foreign wars, is because it's not over our national interests. It's to, you know, beat our chests and pretend like we're somebody around the globe. And the Paris Climate Accords, now John Kerry, we haven't mentioned his fine name today. You did yesterday, as climate czar. And he's standing up there, and this is reinforcing the fact. How do you link? This is beyond me, Lynn. I'm going to depend on your wisdom to do this. How do you link climate change with international peace and well-being? Because that's what the Biden campaign and the Biden team is going to do. This is nothing but Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton selling out America, and links to previous administrations that just...
Well, to a Christian,
sells out America.
To a Christian, Jesus Christ died to save our souls, and to a liberal, Al Gore is out there trying to save our souls.
Yeah.
Do you know, wasn't it John Kerry? Didn't he just buy a $13 million home right on the coast in Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, they all did. And here's another thing. You and I, it wasn't you and I, or maybe it was yesterday. People need to understand, John, why did Joe Biden pick John Kerry? Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has been in business and is partners with John Kerry's son over the years. Kerry's son is never, that's why you're Texas insiders or you're not, because this information that you'll never hear on the sock puppet media. Their sons have been in business cutting underhanded deals, influence peddling, making tens of millions of dollars, having it covered up in the FBI and the CIA, who know that it is exposing American assets, exposing American personnel, exposing American livelihood and our national defense, while these guys go around and take millions of dollars through corrupt deals. That's against the law, by the way. And people are wondering, why would he go back and pick somebody like John Kerry? Well, first of all, their bench is somewhat limited and not very deep. But second of all, because they're all in business together. This just makes me sick to my stomach. And well, I guess I just need to man up and get ready for four more years. So,
yeah, well,
climate
change is going to be the new God and the new religion for the next 4 years. We are going to pay through our wallets, through our taxes, through everything that they do. Everything that they think about is going to be about climate change. And if there is a liberal out there somewhere, because conservatives don't believe in this stuff, we believe in climate change. We believe it's naturally occurring. And we believe that it's not worth spending $1 trillion to affect the temperature, the average temperature, 0.1 degree, which is what they're telling us. We adapt to this, and we raise more crops. That's what we do.
Do the Democrats, and I've done battle with these guys, Lynn, for my 35, 33 years in politics. These little cottage industries crop up. That's all the climate change whole environment and debate has been about, is a little cottage industry crops up. A bunch of people like Woolley and Cardle decide to go out and start a think tank and get tax-free status. And we start having people give us money, and we got to show results. So we go out and we have a rally at the Capitol, and we get an article published in the Austin American Stateswoman, and we make silk out of sow's ears. We just totally make up the issue. And the next thing you know, 50 years later, nothing's changed with the climate temperature, but I'll be darned if this issue isn't the tail wagging the dog.
My question, how much do they give us?
You and I.
Yeah, let's start this thing this afternoon.
Figment of our imagination.
Yeah, it can be the Church of Cardle and Woolley and Discount Furniture Warehouse.
Lynn, that's what happens, and we're going to see it popping up because now the Democrat, liberal, left coast billionaires are willing to throw their money at this race in Georgia. They're going to be willing to throw their money at all these other think tanks. Have you ever noticed in the mainstream sock puppet media that you can only be viewed as objective if you're either from the government or from a think tank? If you're an elected official, if you're a citizen, if you're anybody else, you're always, you know, there's an adjective in front of your name. If you're from a think tank or you're from the government, there's no adjective.
There's a third one where there's no adjective, and that's colleges and universities.
True.
I noticed yesterday, I was just on a recently walked around on the University of Virginia campus, and when I went up to Virginia a few weeks ago, and I was thinking, this is the campus where Larry Sabato is. All right, Sabato is this big...
Sabato's crystal ball.
Yeah, he's a political...
predictor.
Yeah, predictor, and he's based there at the University of Virginia. Yesterday, he came out, and I'm trying to remember, we should have pulled this clip. I didn't think about it. It's Larry Sabato, and he was just praising Joe Biden, and now we can get back to normal, and we won't have this basically dumbass Donald Trump. Yeah, that's Larry Sabato.
He's supposed to be an objective.
He's not.
And here's
he's
the
not
thing,
objective like, in the least.
And you're mentioning a pollster who have totally boogered this election, and when the polls come out and misrepresent things, folks, the challengers, in this case Republicans, they don't get donations because nobody gives donations to somebody that they think is losing. They don't get endorsement. They don't have the people's enthusiasm to knock doors and make phone calls. But did the Democrats not understand that they almost lost the House of Representatives? They were up 35 seats. Right now they're only up 5 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. There's about a dozen races still to be decided. But member after member up in Washington, D.C., and Nancy Pelosi gets reelected as if, you know, she's been doing a great job. Now we're going to have these groups like the Justice Democrats that AOC backs. The Think Progress group is another one. Get ready to hear some of these names, because all these folks are going to be the entities controlling the agenda, and yet they failed in Texas to take back the House. We won seats in California, for Pete's sakes, in the Congress, two or three Republicans. In Ohio, in Florida, state after state after state, the left-wing agenda, the defund the police, the Green Raw Deal, they all got curb stomped. But yet here we go. We're returning to it, and the first step is this foreign policy.
When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we're going to do a segment on COVID. Don't worry. It's not like what you hear on the Chicken Noodle Network. We're going to tell you about a local official who just got caught. We'll tell you about a few other things that's going on and some amazing audio from America's governor, good old Governor Cuomo. We're back on Cardle and Woolley in just a moment.
Pulse of breaking news. With push alerts, only on the radio.com app. Favorite Talk 1370 today.
All right, folks, brought to you by IBC Bank. We do more so you can do more. Member FDIC, it's Cardle and Woolley, Talk 1370, the right choice. And ladies and gentlemen, I think my shell-like ears just heard Joe Biden saying that with his team, America is back. Yeah, America is back to the bottom again. America is going to be the punching bag, the pinata of the world now. We'll, as Jim Cardle said earlier, we'll start putting more money, more currency on pallets and sending it over to Iran. We'll pay for everything that the Paris Climate Accords need to do. Get ready for 4 miserable years, and then, like Chuck Schumer says, we're going to change America. Okay, Mr. Cardle, there's a new virus vaccine out, this one from drug maker AstraZeneca. It's like, me too, me too, me too. My question is, of course, this one can be kept in a regular refrigerator. It doesn't have to be 32 to 36 degrees.
Yeah, below zero.
But my question is, I think they're making this one in Germany or Belgium or somewhere. Why can't we make these things in America?
Well, I think they're all American companies that are doing it. They have their laboratories at various places all around the world, but I frankly don't know the specific answer to
your
question.
Yeah, I don't either. It just shocked me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the
answer
is.
They're making this thing across the pond. I don't understand it.
I'll tell you what the answer is that most of the chemicals, a lot of the chemicals, and this is a critical component, Lynn Woolley, that most of the chemicals and a lot of the components are actually only found in certain places around the globe, and a lot of them happen to be China. That's why Donald Trump has been saying we need to bring manufacturing back. We need to make critical type industry
that's over.
Developments like this back in the United States. But you're right, this coronavirus, it's springing up, it's everywhere. And here we go into Thanksgiving, and governors in Michigan, governors in Pennsylvania and California seem to be wanting to shut down and cancel Thanksgiving. And yet Americans, like I think you're going to mention here, local county judge Bill Gravel, Williamson County, I'm sorry, got caught the other day all the way back in April when he was photographed at his grandson's birthday party wearing county firefighting equipment. And as is the case, somebody was hot on his trail with their cell phone, taking video and pictures, and raised a stink at the local level and filed some charges. So, you know, another example here locally. And what does this say, Lynn, when we have nationally instituted and Joe Biden's saying he's not going to shut down the country? I hope that's true and good for him. Kudos to him when it's deserved. But here you've got nationally mandated concerns or nationally raised concerns. I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal a week ago that said, quote, consider how the debate has evolved and the underlying scientific evidence has changed. Several randomized masking studies have been completed, and most have shown that wearing a mask has little to no effect on respiratory virus transmissions. In March, Anthony Fauci from the Centers for Disease Control said, quote, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, but it's not providing protection that the people think it is. And, you know, here again, you've got California's governor being caught out for dinner, and now he's instituting yesterday a new regulation or mandate. It can't be an official, you can set regulations, but you can't set law as a governor. No more outdoor dining, even. In Michigan, the governor's up there exceeded her authority again. She's been told by the Michigan Supreme Court that her regulations are against the law, and we've had 2,000 restaurants in Michigan go under. The Michigan Restaurant Association has sued her. There's about 5,000 to 6,000 more restaurants that are about to go under. 6th Street is dead. We're not talking about that enough. Never to come back. New York City will never come back. These are capricious, sporadic, selective regulations. And then the kicker is that in Pennsylvania, the governor announced that you're not going to be able to buy alcohol after 5 o'clock tomorrow night or something.
All right.
These are just ridiculous overreactions.
Well, let's go to his honor.
And the little guy is suffering.
The fabled and famed governor of New York. Let's start, if we can, with cut number 4. This is a report from Steve Burns of WCBS 880 in New York. And he's talking about this big award that Cuomo has gotten, cut 4.
Governor Cuomo is set to receive the International Emmy's Founders Award.
I did an acceptance video. I thanked the Academy, which I got a real kick out of.
The governor says he's accepting on behalf of all New Yorkers.
I think what the people of New York did was amazing.
The Academy's president and CEO, Bruce Paisner, said the briefings worked so well because Cuomo effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure.
Speech, cut number 5.
What an honor and pleasant surprise during these hard times. I thank the International Academy and Bruce Paisner for this incredible award. Thank you to all the members of the Academy. Your work has brought smiles and hope and relief for so many people during these difficult days. I wish I could say that my daily COVID presentations were well choreographed, scripted, rehearsed, or reflected any of the talents that you advance. They didn't. They offered only one thing, authentic truth and stability. But sometimes that's enough.
Andrew Cuomo there, the governor of New York. Yeah, I really am not a television actor, but I'm pretty daggum wonderful when you get down and look at it. Look at what I did. And I'd like to thank all the little people. I'd like to thank all the people who put that ship together out in the bay that I didn't use. I'd like to thank
Donald
all the
Trump.
Like to thank the 7,000 people that died in the nursing homes. And I would especially like to thank Janice Dean, whose in-laws both died because of what I did. And thank you for the people who helped me put together my book tour about how wonderful I am in my book.
Yeah, he's writing a book.
It's done.
He wrote a book about how he covered the coronavirus pandemic in New York City. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly within his rights. But for Pete's sakes, we always criticize Donald Trump for being an obnoxious New Yorker. How about Governor Cuomo? And as you say, Lynn, here, it's the small businesses and their employees. We're the ones that have to live the diktats that come down from the state and local governments without any assurance of our economic future. I mean, most people are going through life right now wanting to get together with their family for Thanksgiving. Most people are going through life trying to keep their kids happy and out of trouble and preserving our livelihood and our property and our freedoms. And we're getting too much shoved down our throats.
All right, one more Cuomo clip, and I want to get this done, this segment. Cuomo is talking about there's nothing normal. The world isn't normal. New York isn't normal. He's not normal. I'm not normal. You're not normal. Cut number three, Andrew Cuomo.
This is not a normal Thanksgiving. It was not a normal summer. It was not a normal Labor Day. It was not a normal Memorial Day. It was not a normal school year. Nothing is normal. Because it's not normal. You want me to act different than I act normally? Yes.
Eight.
Because it's not normal.
Ten normals?
Yep.
I think.
Normals.
Okay.
Speaking of normal, we're going to get a notice on our cell phones or on our computers this afternoon from the Austin Travis County Central Warning System telling us to not celebrate and to wash our hands and to only gather in small crowds. Thank you, Casey, for getting that hot off the press. But the new normal, Lynn, is something that nobody could have predicted 6 months ago. I'm not sure that America isn't over the COVID. I may be wrong. I know people are wanting to wear masks and are scared of this thing, but at some point it's going to just be the case that we have accepted it and we understand we got to get through it by mass herd immunization.
Well, I wanted to comment on that clip. I thought that was one of the most ignoramus clips I've ever heard a politician say in my life. I don't want to let him get away with that.
Well,
that was just stupid.
Well, I always think of when I hear the Cuomo brothers, particularly Governor Cuomo, he's manning up and he's got a deficiency in his character of feeling manly enough, he's always going to want to break your thumbs.
Yeah, I mean, think it's so.
Just a New York thing, I guess.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370, The Right Choice, back in a moment.
TikTok 1370 with you.
They keep me connected.
We're live anytime, anywhere
on the radio.com app.
Taking the vital issues of the day, stripping them of their emotion, analyzing them with the logic of forethought, it's the Cardle and Woolley Show. Talk 1370, The Right Choice, real talk radio in Austin. You do have a choice, and you found it here on 1370. You know, as we continue to adjudicate to the extent that we can this election, my point of view is that the Democrats did a very good job of stealing it.
Oh,
Jim says it's not over till somebody sings here. But
yep.
Rudy Giuliani is pursuing a Supreme Court challenge for what he calls misconduct of the election. He's talking specifically about Detroit. He's talking with Lou Dobbs on Fox Business Channel. Cut number two.
The Attorney General of Michigan is missing the fact that 100,000 ballots were brought in at 4:30 in the morning in Detroit in trucks that look like garbage trucks, in garbage pails, actually. All those ballots were counted for Biden with no Republican inspectors around. We've got something called witnesses.
What is it?
That could testify to it under oath, but I guess the Michigan Attorney General doesn't like witnesses that testify under oath about things that are damaging the Democrats. I mean, what a phony. Total phony. They have what happened in Detroit can only be described as the worst fraud I've ever seen, carried out deliberately by the hack Democrat crooked party of Detroit.
All right, Mr. Cardle, the hacked Democrat crooked party of Detroit.
Absolutely.
I tend to agree with that, but Sidney Powell's gone. Can Giuliani pull this off now?
Well, let's, for the sake of the nation, hope for, as we've said before, this isn't about Joe Biden. This isn't about Donald Trump. This is about the future of the nation. If you can steal a presidential election by doing two things, sending out millions of mail-in ballots that can be warehoused and flooded and used illegally, and number two, have machines that are manipulatable, as we've learned from our friend Larry Ward, who's going to be on the show tomorrow with political media up in Washington, D.C., who helped break this whole story. Fixing the machines and fixing the vote wasn't a glitch in these systems. It was actually a feature. And what he's talking about, Lynn, everybody's known Philadelphia is the most crime-riddled election system in the nation. Everybody's known that in New York, in Atlanta, in Detroit, these things go on. People witnessed these events happening where what Rudy Giuliani's talking about there is tens of thousands of ballots get pulled up in the middle of the night after the Republican election of watchers and poll watchers have been told to go home. They are mail-in ballots, which means they ought to have creases in them because that's how you put something in the mail. As you fold it, you sign your ballot, fold it, put it in the envelope, sign the outside of the envelope so they can be matched, which is not happening down in the Georgia recount. People don't realize that that's a big flaw that's being the law's not being adhered to there. So these ballots showed up. They're not creased like mail-in ballots, and they all have what appear to be darkened circles for only one candidate in only one race, that's Joe Biden, for president, like they'd come off the copy machine. And yet the judges, is what Giuliani is saying, and this has always been the question, one of the things the Democrats have been banking on, and the Democrat National Redistricting Committee knew that this would likely be the case or anticipated and hoped that judges wouldn't want to touch an election and don't want to, and I don't blame them, you know, heaven help us if that's what we go to in the future, is that every election has to be adjudicated or resolved in the court and the judges have to decide every darn election. That would be a crime if that's what our nation's come to. But now with these ballots, what you're talking about, what Giuliani's talking about, it happened. The judges refused in many instances or have not yet engaged in the case. So what this means in the future is future elections are going to be not a contest of who's most popular and has the best ideas, but who can cheat the stinking best. It makes me want to puke.
Well, Tucker Carlson last night was amazing. On his show, he slammed and blamed big tech for censoring the political debate. Remember, Twitter was always flagging Donald Trump. And yeah. Oh, it's very valid. And here we have Biden's going to put big tech people in his administration.
Absolutely.
So this, and that's because of he course. Likes what they're, he knows it's wrong, but he likes what they're doing.
Of course.
Tucker went on and said the Democrats used our public health emergency for nakedly partisan ends. He leveled against the left. They punished Trump supporters for trying to gather. They exempted their own activists, their rioters, their vandals, their Black Lives Matter terrorists, their Antifa terrorists from the COVID lockdowns entirely. And, of course, you had Gavin Newsom and Pelosi and Frito, who all famously went out and did whatever they wanted. But I think it's CNN, too, and it's MSNBC, The New York Times, and WAPO. CNN every night, 7 nights a week, and all day for 4 years was anti-Trump. They put up this fake Russian collusion story. They never got off of it. They never apologized when they were wrong. And this is why CNN suffers this kind of thing. Their national correspondent, Diane Gallagher, was upstaged by chance of CNN sucks and 4 more years reporting from the streets of Lansing on Monday. Make America Great signature red hats and American flags backdrop the scene. Would you like to hear what that sounded like?
I'm sure, darn sure would.
All right, so this reporter was being introduced, and it was Brianna Keeler was back in the CNN studio. And here it is, cut number one.
They had to certify it, but it is possible it could go to the state Supreme Court. Here's the key real quick, Brianna. The key is that the Secretary of State says she can't do any sort of recount. She cannot do any sort of investigation or audit unless it is certified. So that's the key here.
Okay, can't do an investigation or audit unless it's certified. Diane, thank you so much for weathering that for us. Diane Gallagher in Lansing.
Yeah, that was Breonna Taylor, and they're so for weathering that. I've got a quote here from Breitbart from Jim Acosta, CNN's chief anti-Trump correspondent, tweeted past October, this happens at just about every Trump rally. Gee, I wonder why. Mr. Cardle, do they not understand at CNN why most of the country thinks they're a bunch of asses?
Oh, no, they understand perfectly, but they are executing an agenda, and they are executing it very well. And I disagree with you, or maybe it's just the way you phrased it. This is not only a crime where they have attacked Donald Trump. Attacking Donald Trump was not enough in 2016. The media learned from that experience, so they not only attacked him, but they let Joe Biden hide in the basement. He had only 5 press conferences in the last 200 days of the campaign, and now we've got Andrea Mitchell. Donald Trump came out this morning saying that the stock market had gone through the to a new record. Do you know, Lynn, by the way, Americans right now have more money right now in their 401ks and in their savings account and in their bank account and in their retirement accounts than ever before. And now we're going to have to see if Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats can keep that going, or if the socialist Democrats shut down the cities. But the media not only attacked Donald Trump, they advocated for the opposition, for the loyal opposition, in this case, the Democrat Joe Biden. And that is a far different stream. And yes, it's why we've talked about on this radio show in the last couple of days, 73% of Americans think that the news is fake, number one, and I believe it was 61%. Don't quote me to that, but it's something around that neighborhood. A significant amount of people, like 2/3 of America, think that it's the media that is causing our unrest in this society right now. The media gets it, but it's getting them to where they want, and that's America be damned. They're going to get there regardless.
Let me ask you this, and I've got another story I want to work in, so save me about 30 seconds for that. But CNN has built its entire business model for 4 years on hating Donald Trump. It looks like they're not going to have Trump to kick around anymore. Is CNN going to go out of business?
Well, I tell you, I retweeted a tweet the other day, and people don't realize AT&T owns CNN.
Yeah, and they're not happy with it.
AT&T is a Texas company. We need to have every Texan calling the AT&T headquarters and voicing their opinion, because AT&T ain't making money on the CNN subsidiary. And
they may sell it to Bezos.
And who knows? Yeah, who knows? But that's why so many sources like your Be Logical website and My Texas Insider, there's going to be hundreds of new streaming video stations. This is where we are. The media is broken, and it's another example of how the left kills everything they touch.
Here's something that I think, as we close out the show, harkens back to one of the great things that Donald Trump did. He fulfilled and appointed a lot of conservative judges to those empty judicial appointments. And now a federal appeals court has ruled that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics, a move supported by opponents of legal abortion, says the AP. But of course, people who love what the AP calls abortion rights are unhappy, but we're talking about life and death matters. You kill that baby doesn't even get to be born. That baby has no life.
But they have no rights.
But Donald Trump has affected this now for probably the next 30 to 40 years.
You're right, Lynn. This is a big untalked about story amongst all the other chatter these days. But what Donald Trump, you talked to my friend Joe Poyman at the Texas Alliance of Life and others. This has been the most pro-life president in the history of the nation. And that's saying a lot because we've had some others. But the fact that Democrats want tolerance and Democrats want healing and Democrats want every sex and gender and color under the sun to have their rights, but yet we know now that it's a live human being. They ain't got no rights.
All right, well, go home, practice healing. I'll do the same thing. We'll be all united by the time we get here tomorrow. It'll put the plug in the jug. Ladies and gentlemen, Lynn Woolley saying be logical, and remember, you're either an insider
or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great afternoon, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow at lunchtime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.